Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children all of the ages, let's go. It's NHL playoff time. Been waiting, hoping. We're missing Bradley, the guy that I've been waiting for to get his hockey picks for the year. MIA this week. He's doing baseball stuff. Yep, he's
He's
scared.
preparing his big conspiracy for next week.
I hope it's an NHL conspiracy.
Boycotting the boycott, boycotting
Yep, boycotting it. Scared. So, we're going to get right into it. We're going to talk some NHL playoff preview. But before that, we're going to jump into Ed. What do you got for us this week?
We got an email this week. Hey, check it out. Goonguard.com. Check him out. Best mouthpiece out. Look at Andy. He's got look at him right there. He's holding it up right there. Check it out. So sets up in 10 seconds. You can get him basically monogrammed if you want to, or you can put anything you want on him. How about that? All right. This one comes from Jerry from York, South Carolina, from South Kakalaka. All right. So hey, 1973. What are your thoughts on great wrestling movies? What, in your opinion, is the best one?
Tom, we'll start with you.
There's not too many of them, but I'm gonna go with The Wrestler. I think it I've heard of, I mean, I liked it, and from what I've heard, a lot of the wrestlers, the older wrestlers, liked it and said it really kind of hits on the indie circuit and with these older guys. I thought it was really good, but I mean, if you want to go way back, all the marbles.
Ha! Good pull on that one, Thomas. Chris, what do you think? Greatest wrestling movie all time?
So I haven't seen too many wrestling movies in my day, but I'm going to bring you the best DVD of wrestling I ever bought in my life.
Oh, can we
Be
show
ready
it
for
on
this.
TV?
We will. Bam. Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's a four disc bottom line. The most popular superstar of all time. Literally says that on the cover. Love this thing to death. This was the greatest documentary. Oh, I lost one. It's all good.
Hey,
Greatest doc.
three DVD sets.
It's a DVD set because that was not going to work now. Even if I had a DVD player to actually play these motherfuckers anymore, would be a good thing. But anyway, this thing was fantastic. I've watched it multiple times. Again, this is my man. Always has been. Always will be. Love it to death. Favorite all-time video.
I'm gonna throw it to the Phantom. Second appearance on the podcast, coming in heavy. Greatest wrestling movie of all time. What do you got?
Gotta go. No holds barred, brother.
Brother.
Rip versus Zeus. You can't go wrong.
What I thought was cool about that movie is they had the white strapped WWF title at the
Yeah,
time,
right.
which was kind of hidden in the lore of the movie. So, Ed,
I'm
greatest
going to have to
wrestling.
go with the wrestler, but I'm going to have to go with honorary mention of I like to hurt people.
A VHS classic. If you've never seen it, there's two versions of it. I didn't even realize there was two versions of it, the VHS version, and actually there's a director's cut of it, and I believe, unless it's been removed from YouTube, they have a director's cut of it that kind of makes the movie a little bit more, make more sense as a what they were trying to present. When it got cut to put on video or whatever, when it was shown in the theater, it was kind of choppy a little bit, kind of the stories all over the place. But you get to see the original Sheik. A lot of people don't know about the original Sheik. Great movie poster. It's got Dusty on it, which big fan of that. I'm gonna have to go. My favorite wrestling movie all time is, now this is the, I'm going way back, 1973, The Wrestler with Ed Asner. It's got a young Ric Flair in it. It's got superstar Billy Graham in it, Wahoo McDaniel, bunch of guys. It's set around the AWA, and Ed Asner is kind of the wrestling promoter at the time. Vern Gagne is in it. He's the champion, and it's a really good watch if you're a very historic wrestling fan. A lot of Easter eggs in that. Dusty Rhodes and Dick Murdoch have a bar fight in when they're the Texas Outlaws. Really good deep dive on that one.
So disappointed you didn't go ready to rumble.
Didn't go Ready to Rumble. I'm surprised nobody. That's more in Chris's wheelhouse for late 90s. But
I left your meatball right over the plate and you didn't take it.
No, not jumping on that one. I gotta go. I'm trying to be legit. We're trying to be all legit
right.
here.
All right.
Yeah. So speaking of wrestling, we're gonna transition into this week's Dark Side of the Ring. Last week we went off the rails with the Chris Colt. Gotta admit, got a little bit long in the tooth with that one, but it's kind of self-explanatory. So, Tom, this is the second episode they've done this season about world-class championship wrestling talent. Because you're a big fan of world-class, let's talk Chris Adams. What did you think of the episode?
Going back to when I was a kid, I was a fan of his. And watching this, I mean, what an asshole. I mean, it seems like there was two versions of him. And one, he was all right. And then when you get on the drugs and the alcohol, he was just a total asshole and treated everybody like crap. And I mean, from what did he do? He headbutted a pilot and slapped a flight attendant. And I mean, he's just not a very nice person. But I will say, if you want to even get worse, listen to even worse stuff. There's a documentary out, came out in 2008. It's called Gentleman's Choice, The Tragic Tale of Gentleman Chris Adams. And they go into more of like the seedier side and they talked to a few more people that they didn't have on this dark side. But I mean, it just, from everything you see, he's just a very bitter man when he got older. And I had forgotten that he went to WCW right near the end of his career, and I was a jobber there. I kind of forgot it, but I mean, I never realized he was a pretty good judokan or whatever they call it. I guess he was a pretty good judokan guy before he got into wrestling, but I kind of lost a lot of respect for him.
Chris, staying with the theme of Stone Cold Steve Austin, do you want to add to the Chris Adams dark side?
Yeah, let's do it. So he had his own training school, right? And Steve Austin, his first seminar that he paid was $45 to go into Steve Adams' training school. So I thought that was pretty cool. So he kind of had a hand in bringing Austin into the Attitude Era, right? He had that whole stint there with his ex-wife, and it became Steve Austin's girlfriend. It was this weird lover's quarrel, but it was cool to watch. It was very interesting seeing the whole dynamic and how it worked out. But I felt like he gave him a good push in a way. You know, we didn't like a lot of his old school stuff. I know you're not a fan of the Ringmaster and stuff like that. But I feel like the Gentleman Steve Austin is when he's maybe starting to break out into other things. And as soon as he shaved his head bald, that's when he became the man. So that was good for me.
Ed, thoughts on Chris Adams?
Man, I was really shocked. I remember watching some of the wrestling back in the day on ESPN, ESPN2, you know, with that whole scene from Texas with the Freebirds and, you know, gorgeous Jimmy Garvin, that whole scene and that type of thing, and the Von Erichs and how he would, and the feud that they had. And I remember Chris Adams. I remember listening and hearing him. I remember watching him. And I mean, you know, it was, and to see that how he really popularized the super kick, which now, I mean, I guess, you know, that that's not really a finishing move anymore. You can light somebody up 15 times, I guess, now with a finishing move, and they can get up and walk away. You know, again, Dark Side, you know, really sticking with that kind of tragic kind of, you know, it would kind of be nice to see them kind of do, you know, a little bit of this tragedy stuff and kind of bring in a little bit more of the biography, you know, to see how, you know, to hear how he died, getting shot, that type of thing. And, you know, all these, I mean, the thing about it is that what people have to forget is the 80s it was a crazy time in the 80s. I mean, all of everybody that grew up in the 80s that was that 10 through kind of 14, 15, all of our grandparents went through the Depression and through World War II in Korea. I mean, they're pretty tough people. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of regulations of drugs and alcohol and all that other stuff. So people were just wide open. I mean, there's a song from what, Steely Dan, that says One for the Road? I mean, so come on. You know, it's really sad to hear kind of like, you know, what went down and everything like that. And, you know, it just seems like it's a typical tragic tale of, you know, all these wrestlers, you know, getting involved in drugs and alcohol and just going down the wrong path and that type of thing. It's kind of like a one trick pony now.
So I'm going to kick it to the Phantom, one half of the dynamic duo. Not only have they done Chris Adams now, they also did Gino Hernandez. So that might be the first tag team they've actually done individual on that show. So thoughts on the Chris Adams there?
Actually, I haven't watched it, but you know, just going back to from like when we were kids, it, him and Gino Hernandez together, and they shaved their heads bald and all that. It was like the first time back then when you were still like mocking out when they shaved their heads and they're trying to hide it and stuff. It was like pretty cool to like, you know, you get a relationship with these guys when you're a kid watching, you know, just wrestling, taking it innocently, and then you watch these documentaries and stuff, and you're like, find out how many of them are actually shitbags. It's a little disappointing, but I guess it's one of those things where it's don't meet your heroes or really find out about them. It's pretty sad.
I think that Gino and Chris were exactly like they were on TV. When they were together, they were assholes. Yeah. And I think when they were off TV, they were assholes too. So they were living the gimmick, you know, the kind of Ric Flair kind of – they were like perfect Four Horsemen before the Four Horsemen started. So, let's just talk a little bit before we move away from the dark side on – quick couple of releases. WWE let some guys go, Tom, today. Or last night, right during SmackDown. Yeah. They let Jinder Mahal go. His tag, the little crew that he had. Was it five people altogether?
Yeah, I think so. Then they had the Asian girl I can't even pronounce. I don't even know
what her name. Or something like that.
Yeah, and then that guy that had the Asian name that got released, who actually was a pretty big name before he came into WWE on like that wrestling, that Swerve came from, that Evolve. He was a pretty big, he did pretty good there, but they never did anything in WWE. But the sad part is they released these guys, and then the same day they released them, they break out all these new belts. So it's like, did they use the money that they released these people on to buy the belts or what?
I didn't watch it last night, but I heard on SmackDown there was blood.
Kevin, KO.
So what do you think? Ed, what do you think about blood on SmackDown?
I mean, on regular TV, I think it's great. But, I mean, it should be used to tell a story. Yeah. You know? And, you know, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, they need to put it on, you know, on pay-per-views. But I didn't watch it, so I didn't see it. So, I mean, I thought I still had another hour of prep. So, I'm a little slow in the uptake. You know, the slow kids down here in the South.
That's all right. Brad will make up for it next week. He'll come hard with the wrestling talk and the conspiracy theories. So, Chris, did you end up seeing any of the SmackDown last night?
I did not. No, I heard about the bloodshed. If they're gonna start turning into, you know, AEW and showing blood on every episode, I think it's gonna get real sickening real quick. So, you know, not a fan of it, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Tom, do you think that's the end of the releases for this round, or do you think there'll be a few more?
I think there'll eventually be a few more. They're usually, it's right around this time, right after WrestleMania, is when they do their budget cutting and cut a bunch of guys. But I think there'll be a few more, but I haven't really heard anything.
Do you think they'll do more before the draft? I know the draft is coming up.
I think they probably will. Or you know what they may do is, like, have some people go back down to what they're kind of seem to be doing, sending people back down to NXT.
Yeah, that roster needs work, though. It's still too top heavy for me, my liking with, you know, I think they could, AEW could thin the herd too. We talked about that weeks back too. So let's move on to some. Oh, go ahead.
One thing, I don't know if you guys have heard the rumor. There's a rumor circulating that possibly if he doesn't end up in jail, Vince McMahon may start his own federation. He's supposedly not getting along very well with Triple H and Stephanie anymore, and he can't get back in WWE. So they're saying he's still got a couple $1 billion from the selling his shares and the settlement that he got with them when he sold. But the rumor is he may start a new wrestling federation.
Wow. Oh, Vinny, wow. Pack it in, buddy. Pack it in, Vinny. Jesus Christ.
Chris, thoughts on that?
Yeah, pack it in, Vinny. What are you doing to yourself, man? Making a fool. And let me just say, I'm a big fan of Jinder Mahal. Always have been. The modern day Maharaja. I'm surprised that's a big dump for me. I can't believe they actually dumped him. Like, I feel like he could bring a lot overseas, you know, especially with his Middle Eastern. You know, he's from India. So I'm surprised as often as they go to Saudi Arabia and all that stuff and touch those regions that they would drop such a in my mind, a decent star, you know, but whatever.
So let me read between the lines. Jinder Mahal is the closest Portuguese wrestler you're going to get. So that's why you're rooting for him.
He has 7% body fat on his body, my friend. That is something enough to be on TV, okay?
So what you're saying is
that's a strict codfish diet right there.
Eat a piece of bread, damn it.
Ryan, thoughts on Jinder Mahal?
That's some bad timing for on his part. I think he just had like a little shit talking thing going back and forth with Tony Khan when Tony Khan was talking bad about him when they did that we got a world champion showing up this week or something like that, and he goes back and forth with him. Now he's unemployed, and that's the only other place he can really go.
Yeah. So we'll see how that plays out, because everybody always thinks that as soon as they get released from WWE that they're going to end up over there. So. Yeah, Dolph Ziggler never ended up over there in AEW yet either. So, and I like him way better than Jinder Mahal. That's just me.
WWE free agents this summer. Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch, both their contracts are up in May, I think. So, not to say they're going to leave, but it's a possibility.
Maybe they'll sign a Legends deal.
Hey.
You never know. So, ready to move on?
Sure.
Talk about some NHL.
Oh, let's go.
There you go. Finally. Finally, Jesus. We're here. Yeah. Good. Chris, what did you just say?
About damn time. Let's go.
All right. So
this is why I came on this podcast, to talk hockey. We never talk hockey.
Well, you know why? Because we're dealing with my mom's here.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Well, the biggest mom's not here today, so.
You got that right. You got that right.
Damn.
Damn.
So, Professor, let's do the lineups. Let's go. Let's do the matchups, and let's get rolling here on what we think is going to happen.
All right. I'll start the Western Conference.
Oh.
Oh, what did I throw you off?
No, go ahead.
They have one of those?
Dallas versus Vegas. Who you got, AC?
Are we picking games, too? Like how long the series is going to go?
Sure.
All right. So I'm going to go. See, I thought Dallas was going to go to the finals, but there's the gut side of me tells me that Vegas is going to pull some shenanigans and they're going to squeak this one out, and I'm going to go Vegas in six games.
All righty. Chris?
I would love to agree with that, but I can't see that happening the way Vegas has played towards the end of the season. I feel like they virtually fell apart. Barely get squeaking in there with 98 points. I mean, I know they're 6 points ahead, but, you know, I'm going to go Dallas in four, man. They're lucky if they get one.
All righty. Phantom.
I know that Stone and Pietrangelo are already supposed to be coming back, so their cap shenanigans are coming just like everybody thought they would, but I think Dallas too deep for them. I'll go Dallas in six.
Ed.
I'm gonna go with Dallas in seven. I'm going by that because Dallas has taken Vegas out behind the woodshed for most of the season whenever they played them.
Yep, I'm gonna go with Vegas in seven, but it's a toss up. But I mean, this doesn't make sense with me going with Vegas, but I think Ottinger is one of the better goalies that you don't ever really hear anything about.
Right,
but. I'm still going to go with Vegas. I just think Vegas is kind of built for the playoffs. Next series, Winnipeg versus Colorado. Andy.
As with the sweep, that's an easy one.
All right. Chris.
Yeah, man. I Avs might be my pick to win the Stanley Cup. So we'll go with the sweep as well.
Phantom.
Avs in seven. I think people are underestimating Winnipeg. They got a good team.
All righty. Ed.
I'm going Avs in five.
Avs in five. All right.
Nothing to add there, Mouth of the South? No little commentary with that pick?
Oh, man. I think that Colorado, I think they're a little bit more top-heavy up front, and I think that they're just going to roll lines over on Winnipeg.
I'm going to go with Colorado in six. I think Hellebuck's going to steal a couple games for Winnipeg. Next series, Vancouver versus Nashville. Andy.
Now, here's a series that Man, would I love to see Rick Tocchet win a Stanley Cup as a coach. Favorite player all time, coaching the wrong team. I know everybody's probably going to pick Vancouver, but I'm going to go with the Shocker. I'm going Nashville, and I'm going to go 5.
Okay, Chris.
Yeah, Vancouver's been one of the better teams all year. I'm going to take them in 5.
So you can't base that opinion like that, Chris, because there was a team behind you that was the best team all last year, and that didn't work out.
Yeah, we know. We know Mr. Fly is sitting on the sidelines, okay? Go golfing. You should have came golfing with me today. You would have been right with the Flyers.
Phantom.
Vancouver in 4, even though I couldn't pull the trigger on the Preds, but they've probably been playing the best hockey the last 2 months of anybody.
Yep, I agree. Ed?
Oh, man, as much as I like Rick talking, I'm going with Canucks in 6.
All righty.
Because I do believe that the Preds are a little bit down on goal differential, I think. I don't think that they've had enough goals, I think. I think that there is that. Am I correct in saying that, boys? I don't know.
You are. All right, I'm going to go with Vancouver.
With some.
I'm going to go
with some. Go ahead, Ed.
I'm going with Vancouver in 7. Like Branko said, Nashville's been playing really, really good. And Saros and Forsberg is a force. But I just got a feeling that Demko is going to win this one. He's the key, I think, in my eyes. All right, next series. Edmonton Oilers versus the LA Kings. Andy.
Now, you would think that on paper that this would be a pretty much of a walk for Edmonton, but I think it's actually going to go 7. Edmonton in 7.
All righty. Chris?
Yeah, this is one I got going in 7. I think it's going to be an awesome series. I really do. Edmonton in 7.
Phantom?
Oilers 4.
Right.
El Sweeparoo.
All right, Ed?
Going with Oilers in 6.
All right. I'm going to go with the Edmonton in 5. I think they're just too much of a powerhouse right now in offense. And, I mean, their one weakness is goalie, and I don't think they're going to – he's going to make – I don't think the goalie thing is going to be a big deal in this series anyway.
Do we?
All right. Go to the Eastern Conference. Series 1, Florida versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. Andy.
The Battle of Florida. What more can you ask for? It's going to be a fun series to watch. But I'm going to go Panthers in 6.
All righty. Chris.
This one's tough. This one pulls on the heartstrings. I say fuck both of those teams. Okay. Through history, I'm pretty aggravated with both of them teams. Last year, we already know. We don't need to discuss. Just because it happened more
last year, is that why you're so bitter?
Just because it happened more recently, I'm gonna go with the Lightning in 6.
All right.
Why are you so bitter, man? Come on now. Like it was almost like it was just like on Empire Strikes Back, or was it Return of the Jedi when like the planet got blown up?
Listen. When I came on here,
when
I came on here with that Florida Panthers shirt and I ripped it off on my first episode here on this podcast, I expected good ending, okay? I'm very bitter. And I wasted $7 on a shirt.
The guy on the couch got the fan mail.
And since that episode, it's been all downhill from you from then.
Phantom, who you got?
Tough series. Might be probably one of the best series of the first round. I'm gonna go Tampa Bay. I think if Panthers are like super like playoff built, play rough, play an old style, but they start doing that stuff and put Tampa on the power play, Cooch and the boys are gonna tear them up.
How many games do you think?
I gotta go 7.
Yeah. All righty, Ed.
I think it's going to be a fucking war. It's going to go 7. And I think that I'm going to agree with the Phantom on that one. The Panthers are built for the playoffs for sure.
But the Lightning, man, they got some serious firepower. And I think the goaltending is a little suspect, but I think it's going to go seven, and I think I'm going to go with the Lightning.
Are you going to watch it, Ed?
I am. Funny story, I actually have come into the 21st century, and I now have the NHL Network with Sling TV,
Welcome to FLA, baby.
Almost keeled over there. Holy
crap. Yeah, I can see that.
Jeez. Wow.
Breaking up the wallet.
This should be the battle for your allegiance.
Wow. Holy crap. And all, that podcast money is really kicking in, Ed.
I still have not seen a cent, sir. Reinvest
we got to send them down a couple of South Coast Panther hats.
Chris, you got any Panther hats that you don't use?
I got plenty of them. Sure.
I'll go old school and give them a Hetland one.
I got a bunch of pennies some guy gave me that he didn't want anymore either, so.
Man, you gotta stop trying to touch that. You gotta stop trying to touch that penny, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Peter style? Give it a little tickle?
I never thought there'd be a Chris Peter shout-out on our podcast, and there it is.
There it is. It only took over a year, but there it is.
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. The Phantom kind of stole my thunder because I was going to go with the whole Tampa Bay power play is so impressive, and Florida just can't stay out of the penalty box, especially the last month and a half. And Paul Maurice has even mentioned that it's going to kill them if they keep it up in the playoffs. So I'm going with Tampa in seven. But now is the series. Our Boston Bruins against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay, time out for a second here. Ours? I believe that there's at least one or two people here that they're going to say, nah, not so fast, my friend, on our.
Yeah, but they're out of the three of you, your teams have all been relegated to the AHL. So, you know, I just kind of – you want to be with winners, grouped with winners. So, you know.
Damn.
Silence.
Oh, jeez. Tape delay. Stabbed him.
That was on tape delay.
Man. I mean, the professor coming in with, climbing to the top of the cage on that one. Jeez Louise, man.
Andy, who you got?
So we're talking Bees and Leafs?
Yep.
All right. So I have a message from my youngest one, the one that scores all the goals. She has two favorite teams. Neither one of the Flyers. One of them is the Arizona Coyotes. Don't ask me why. Could be a pet lover. And the other one is the Toronto Maple Leafs. And she said when she found out they were playing the Bruins, for me to relay this message, those stinky Bruins ain't beating my Maple Leafs. So there's my pick. I'm going to go Leafs, and I'm going to go six.
All righty. Chris.
I was a huge fan of Kennedy until today. I'm a passionate guy, okay? I wear my heart on my sleeve. Bruins and four, bitches!
Special teams, special plays, special players.
Phantom.
I am going with Kennedy's Maple Leafs. I think the Bees always find a way to beat them, but it's got to go the other way. It's got to. I think the Bees are soft through the middle. I think they pretty much only got an edge maybe in like coaching and goaltending. Other than that, I think the Leafs can take them out.
How many games?
Go 4-2.
Phantom, we don't need to be too honest on here.
So right? That's six. Six games. Six games.
I had to use my fingers on that one. All right.
Yeah, good math, Tommy.
Ed?
Well, well, well. I'm going to have to say that this is going to go seven. And I'm just going to say to you like this. There will be, again, another collective soul of a gasp of all of New England that's just appalled. But you'll still buy the gear, won't you? You'll go out and spend $250 on the shirt, won't you? So I'm going with the Leafs.
Not if you get them from China.
Well, there's that.
Listen on. All right. Guys, listen up on this one because I know you're going to be shocked. I'm taking...
Take it down a notch. Let's light a candle. Let's get serious.
Chris is about to drive to your house.
I'm taking the Leafs in seven. The Bruins, just all season long, they cannot get the puck out of their own end. And I think against the offensive team like Toronto, they're just, it's going to come back and bite them. And eventually, Toronto's eventually, I mean, it's like the Red Sox and Yankees with the curse. It's gonna get broken at some point. I think this is a year, unfortunately. I'm going Leafs in seven.
The president of Bruins Nation. I might have to sign off early today, guys. I'm sorry.
Tom, did Brian get to you? Is that what really happened?
Nope.
I think
he's going with the old reverse curse, the reverse jinx.
I think.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think the professor just demoted Chris to the fourth line.
Nope.
Yep. No more power play time for you. No more power play time for you.
All right. Next series, New York Rangers versus the Washington Capitals. Andy.
That is going to be an ass kicking. That's 4-0 sweep Rangers. Alrighty. Capitals fighted their way into the playoffs. That would have been a better matchup with the Flyers or the Red Wings.
Next thing you're going to say is the Flyers would have won the cup if they made the playoffs.
You never know. They beat the good teams, can't beat the shitty teams.
All righty, Chris.
Yeah, Washington will squeak one out at least, so we'll go with the Rangers.
All righty, Phantom.
Going Rangers. Go 4-1. I think Lindgren could steal him a game.
Yep.
All righty, Ed.
I'm gonna go Rangers in 5. I think, in my opinion, I think Washington will probably pull out the first game just because they've been pretty much playing playoff hockey for the last month. And they're just going to, you know, but I think that the Rangers, they're a freaking buzzsaw, and they're just going to hammer them and give them a beat down.
I'm going to Rangers in 4, and they're going to break the President's Trophy curse this year. This is my Stanley Cup pick right here. Tampa Rangers in 4. All right, last first-round series. I don't know. I should look at the score before I do this prediction, see who's winning this for game one. But Carolina, New York Islanders.
Carolina's up 2-1 with 6 minutes to go.
All right, so the problem I have with the Hurricanes is it's not that I don't think they're a great team, because they are pretty good. It's just they're notorious for leaving teams hanging around in a series that they should have already polished off. And I think this first round is going to be a case of that, where they're playing the Islanders and it's a team that they should beat no problem, but I think they're going to stretch it out till 7, because they just can't hammer those nails in the coffin when they need to, and that's their biggest problem, and that's why they haven't made it to a final yet, is their lack of killer instinct. They need a little bit what Florida has, and Florida needs a little discipline like the Hurricanes have. So I'm going Hurricanes in 7.
All righty. Chris.
Yeah, Islanders play that boring-ass style of hockey that I can't stand watching. It's
Don't it taste like the Bruins used to?
Hey, stop. You and the Bruins. We're going to fight tonight. Anyway.
Yeah? Your car and fight me.
You're lucky you had a bad knee.
Hey, buddy. I'm a truck driver. I can drive. I can be there in 18 hours with no problem. Okay.
Hey, and no grapefruit.
Bro, just bring ice cream.
I got you. We're gonna go with Carolina.
Caramel cone, bro.
I like how he says that. Caramel cone.
Ice cream and no pants on an 18-hour ride.
Never wearing pants. All right. Serious note. Boring ass hockey. I think Carolina will take it in 6.
All righty. Phantom.
Not much of a series. Could really care less about it, to be honest. I'll go Canes in 5. So I think the Islanders have won their last 8 games or something, even to get into the playoffs. So yeah, you never know. They might be a Florida Panthers team from last year.
Ed?
I'm going to go with Carolina in 5. I think the Islanders are going to pull one out, and I think that Carolina is just – they're going to just roll over them, and they're not going to be able to compete with that.
Yeah, the Patrick Waugh factor I don't think has much of an impact on that team, but I think that's more mocked.
All right, he's not going to be playing in net.
Right.
I want to see if he goes Varlamov.
Yeah, right.
There you go. I don't know. I didn't see the game today. I don't know if he went with him, but
Varlamov, yeah, he did.
When he was playing good down the stretch. Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Wow. It was a ballsy call.
Yep. I'm going to go Carolina in five. I just think they're a better team. I think Carolina's weakness on the team, really. I mean, I'm not a big Anderson fan. I believe he's in net. I'm not a big fan of his. I think when it's going to come down to the next round, that's where it's going to show a big weakness on them. So I'm going with Carolina in five.
All right.
That's the first round.
All right. So we'll do it round by round. It's too tough to do it too deep. It will look like meatballs because we'll probably be all wrong and who knows. But
Do you want to make a Stanley Cup pick right now, winner?
Just the winner overall.
Oh, if you want to say who they're going to play, you can.
Oh, man, that's tough. That's tough. I mean, my initial picks, you know, after the All-Star break was Carolina and Dallas, but I don't see that being a thing. I'm going to say Rangers and maybe Edmonton. And Rangers winning everything. I don't know. That's a knee jerker because I still like still can't count out Vegas. I still can't count out the Avs. It's tough. The West is more wide open than the East is. I still think the Eastern Conference has a heavier bunch of teams that can go deep into the playoffs, especially if Florida gets there again. If they're playing a team that's not ready for them, if they can make it all the way back again, it's tough to play a style like that when it's working for you with it. It's all sandpaper and people don't expect the extracurricular stuff when you're not used to it, especially the way the players are now. I mean, a lot of the players don't even understand that playoff grind. To beat a team once or twice when you play them, you know, every third month of the season, that's one thing, but to play a same team for four straight games and beat them four straight games, that's tough to do.
Chris?
Colorado will be there, in my opinion. I feel like two or three teams out of the West could be there. I'm going to go with Colorado. I want to see McKinnon. I like McKinnon. If the Bruins use their goalies properly, I really have faith in the Bruins. If they're going to go to the one-horse bullshit, as they tend to do, or every team tends to do in the playoffs, it's not going to work. So for what I'm hearing, it looks like they want to ride Swayman. It's not going to work. They're going to get knocked out if they decide to do that. If they continue doing what they've done all year and it's worked, just play them 1-1. Who gives a fucking shit about riding the horse? Allmark, Swayman. That's what I want to see. If they do that, they will be there with Colorado. If not, I'm going to take the Panthers. Them dirty-ass Panthers.
Chris, if you get to game six, and whoever's turn it is, they get a shutout to force a game seven. You're not going with the same goalie again after you just got a shutout? You're going to go to the other guy?
Next question. So Phantom, you're a good guy to have on here. You're like true north. You're like, it's like we have two Toms on the freaking podcast now. What the fuck?
And they both like the Bruins.
Oh, geez. I look at a team from Boston, BU, Matt Celebrini. Let's rig that draft lottery again, baby.
Chris, who do you have winning the cup?
Oh, boy.
All right.
I got to get up.
All right.
Jeez. Look at Ed's falling asleep right now. His eyeball just fell out.
Phantom?
Well, Andy stole my picks that I already put in. He just throws it out there. I was actually like thinking about it. Now I'm going Rangers over the Oilers in four games. Six games, sorry.
Ed?
I'm gonna have to go with
ice cream.
I mean, it's always good with ice cream. I mean, you know, come on now. Now, I don't want to go with the pick that I had last year, because last year I went with Colorado and Tampa, and that didn't work out so well. So I'm gonna go with.
So pick the Bruins.
Nah, not happening. Nope. No, I'm gonna go with the Rangers versus Dallas.
Ooh, two President Trophy winners, huh?
Who do you got winning?
We're going to go with the Rangers.
All right. I am going with Colorado versus the Rangers. I think the Rangers have a huge advantage in net. I'm not a huge Georgiev fan. I've had him in our fantasy pool, and the dude kills me in big games. I like Colorado. If they ever had a goalie that they could count on and depend on, they would be a friggin' dynasty. I'm going with the Rangers right now. I think Shesterkin's coming around, and Quick, if they have to go to Quick, he's got that playoff. He's been there before. He knows what to expect. I don't think it's going to be too big for him, but I think
he got Rangers, a ring. He got a ring last year as a backup.
Yeah. Well, he was there with the Kings too, right?
Right. Yeah. He actually won with the Kings.
Yeah. Yep. But I'm going Rangers in six. There you go, AC.
All right. So time for we should have done the shitty picks a little sooner, Tom.
That's all right. That's all right.
Let's hit those shitty picks.
All right. Let me give the pay some bills here. I got to find the paperwork here. All right. Tom Shitty Picks is brought to you by Brock Street Brewing Company, which is located at 244 Brock Street South in Whitby, Ontario. The brewery is home to a banquet hall, an on-site restaurant, and a members-only lounge. Everything they brew is done in-house, including sours, lagers, and their vodka soda. They have something for everyone, so if you're in Whitby, go check them out. Tell them 1973 Podcast sent you. All right, this week here, it's kind of incomplete again because I picked Aaron Nola. He's pitching tomorrow for his second start, but his first game, he was lights out. He didn't get the decision, but he had 9 Ks, 1 walk. He only gave up 1 run. He had 15 points in the ESPN format that we use, and he's pitching tomorrow against the White Sox, who the White Sox are 3-16 on the season. So I think he's going to have – probably going to jinx him, but I think he's going to have another game where he's going to get double-digit Ks, and he'll get the win. But this week, I'm going with the Phantoms catcher. I'm going with Adley Rutschman from the Baltimore Orioles. He's got 6 games this week. He's going against the LA Angels, 3 games, and he's going against the Oakland A's for 3. Rutschman, his last 7 games, he's batting .346 with 2 homers, 5 RBIs, and 5 runs. I think he's going to feast on 2 poor pitching staffs. So put it on the board.
All right, so we're not going to do an album of the week this week. We're going to wrap this up. We're going to do some shout-outs, and then we're going to get to watching some playoff hockey. So you guys, Ed, shout-out, what do you got?
I just want to say thanks to Knuckles Nelson for last week for coming on. That was huge for us, man. We really appreciate it. Check out his book, Wrestling Mat to Yoga Mat. I know that a couple of guys bought it, so check them out. It's on Amazon. And then glad to see you boys. Phantom, thank you for gracing us with your presence again. It's good to see you. Bradford, he is missed tonight. So, just want to say thanks for everybody for coming on and looking forward to a playoff season.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Bradford, the man with the tinfoil hat. We can't hold him down. Big personality on the show. Fun. Brings some good energy to the podcast. And, I told him, when he said he was going to a baseball game tonight, I said, what are you using? Are you using vacation time? Taking a charge? Personal day?
FMLA.
What do you want to use? So he said that we'll talk when we do a V time. So I just... want to shout out to Brad. We'll have him back on next week with some heavy stuff, and he owes us some picks. Thomas, what do you got?
I got nothing this week.
Good. Phantom, what do you got?
I'm going to go, seeing that we're talking hockey, we're going to go with a hat trick for Bradford. Finish watching your baseball and get your ass home and watch some fucking hockey.
There you go.
Love it. Chris, you're going to take us home this week. What do you got?
All right, let's go. I got a plethora of them, okay? Brad, we missed you. I wanted to see your shitty picks for hockey this week because I know you're not
following the Bruins. Sport. Yeah.
Oh, this mother. Second, we're going to go with Knuckles Nelson. Got your book on Wednesday. I do plan on reading this bad boy. I'm excited about it. Very happy about that. And the third and most important shout-out is going to go to my playoff beard. It's just starting to get real messy right now. And this shit is going to be this big.
That's looking very George Michael right now.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you. Listen. It's going to be this big. Hey, Andy, by the time.
Andy's going one too.
Yeah. Hey, I shaved this morning. It
goes.
Can I finish my damn shutout?
Yeah.
It's going to be this big when the Bruins win the Stanley Cup.
But that wasn't your pick.
It's okay. It's good. Right. No, I said it would be my pick if they go back and forth from goalies. Got it? So that's still in the back of my mind.
Oh, man. So many scenarios. Listen, so many scenarios. It's like
go back to old WEEI on you, and you're lying your ass off.
Let it play out. Let it play out.
All right. So unless the professor has something to add.
I'm done.
Done, son? So let's go watch some playoff hockey. So we're out of here this week, everybody. So thanks for coming on and
foiling up
next week. Good stuff this week. See how our picks come out. We'll see everybody next week.
Go Bruins!
Later, everybody.
See ya. Bye.